It was on the 7th of February 2012 that 5 people, 11 suitcases, 5 rolling hand luggages, 2 backpacks, 2 violas, and a violin left the Shemin's residence, not to return again for 332 days. Somehow, my family and I, along with the possessions we thought necessary for a year abroad, managed to arrive, together, 5,115 miles southeast of Pittsburgh, on the island city of Florianópolis, Brazil. A bit of background information, my dad is Brazilian. I, also a Brazilian citizen, although not born there, spoke Portuguese and had been to Brazil many times before 2012. My parents were taking a sabbatical year and moving us down south for my brothers and I to be immersed in the language and culture. We chose Florianópolis because it's the capital city, but not as big as São Paulo, where my dad grew up. Also, the local accent was not very extreme. Just as someone coming to the United States to learn formal English probably wouldn't want to go to Texas, we wanted to avoid the north of Brazil. Also, there were many beaches. So many beaches. Before leaving home, we found a fully furnished house, a school, and that was basically it. We knew nothing about the place. We were going on an adventure. We arrived. It was hot. We got to the house, and there was a pool. I got a new room. There was an ugly poster on the wall proclaiming that soccer is life. But there was also a ladder that led to a small hallway that had a tiny door, behind which was a secret passage to the roof. It was my childhood dream come true. Then, it was time for dinner. We walked a mile to a pizza place instead of taking the fully functional car. We found a gelato place, and life was good. Then came school. I went to a tiny alternative school called Sarapiquá. The school had 26 people in the whole ninth grade, along with cannibal chickens, a large rabbit, gigantic insects, and little two-year-olds that ran around in diapers. The school was surrounded by a forest, and there was a stream in the back that formed a natural water slide. The best part was that the classes only went from 7:30 to 12. For the first week of school, I was bombarded with questions about the U.S. I think the oddest one was, do you guys use toilets? I'm still not sure if that person thought Americans were so gross we didn't use toilets or assumed we had some kind of technology that had replaced them. They also wanted to know if my school in the U.S. was like the one in High School Musical. The classes were interesting. Most cover material that I had learned in middle school. So once I figured out Portuguese, it was tremendously easy. English class was the best. Remember that this was a completely Brazilian school, so English was the foreign language class. I can now identify verbs in the past, present, and future. Pretty good, eh? The whole atmosphere of the school was obviously very different. It was not uncommon for someone to burst out singing whatever bizarre song was stuck in their head in the middle of class. The few computers available were from the 90s. The only decoration on the walls of the ninth grade classroom was a framed picture of a Chinese emperor. I never received an explanation of its significance, if any. We went on a few field trips for gym class, surfing, hiking, and longboarding were on the agenda. I did not learn much academic material that year, but the experience was unforgettable. Now, I could write a book on all the experience I had that year, and maybe someday I will. The reality is, though, after about a month in Brazil, everything felt completely normal. Life in the U.S. was like a far-off surreal dream. I did completely normal things like homework, spending too much time on the internet, and reading way too many books. Of course, there were plenty of unique aspects of daily life. Lunch on the beach was a regular occurrence. Most of our produce came from a small, family-owned produce market at the entrance to my neighborhood. I went longboarding into the town a 10-minute walk away from my home with my friends. A couple of street dogs adopted us in our house with its covered garage and constant admiration for my brothers. Looking back, those are all such different things, but they just became a part of everyday life. The one event that still stands out in my mind every time I think of my year in Brazil was the way we left. It was December, everything was going fine. The weather was in the high 90s to the hundreds. We were beginning to pack up our things to go home, but no one was in a big hurry. But then, plot twist, our American passports had expired. It was Christmas when my dad found out, and naturally, it was impossible to get anything done before New Year's. This little dilemma turned into hours on the phone instead of on the beach, stress-induced illness, and an extra 5 days in Brazil. We had to take a trip up to São Paulo to get passports from the American consulate. Eventually, all the stress and worry recited as we received a fresh new batch of emergency passports. We were all able to spend New Year's with family, so not only bad things came out of the situation. On January 3rd, 2012, we finally headed back to the airport for a final flight back. It took over 24 hours, but we got home, or the other home, as we referred to it throughout the year. I quickly fell back into the rhythm of daily American life. Sometimes I find myself wondering, did that really happen? Did I really just leave this life to go live a whole different one? But then I reminisce in the happy memories of the people I met and the lessons I learned. I mastered a new language, made new friends, but most importantly, I learned to appreciate the complexities of another culture and the simplicities of life.